3.
This year, we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
I think that makes you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Think that makes you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Hey, what happened? Are we here? Is Ty Bollinger with me?
I'm here, RSB.
Ty.
I'm here. What's happening, buddy?
It made me nervous. It was fading out so fast. It's like, man, Ty, he's got a big way. The wake-up call is happening. You are Mr. Wake-up Call, also on 9/11. We spent the last hour with Liam. We did a little bit of the 9/11 Building 7 stuff. But because it's 12 years later, I think we really need to share some of these stories about how we got to the point and place where we can actually see things that are official stories, but they're, in fact, not true. How did we get here?
Yeah, it's a good topic. I mean, it is 9/11. It's 12 years later. So we have to talk about this today. Let me kind of briefly share my story about how I woke up, and I think it'll kind of bring it home to a lot of people listening. Why does 9/11 matter? Okay, so I wrote the book on cancer. I published it in 2006, Cancer Step Outside the Box. I woke up to the health world well way before that. Woke up to the cancer industry, woke up to the suppression of treatments, the persecution of doctors, the way that the medical mafia is running things, and we're not being told the truth about that. Well, one of the doctors that I interviewed and that I quoted in the book was named Dr. David Gregg. He's a doctor out of California. After I published the book, he said, he emailed me one day, said, I'm going to send you a DVD. And I said, what about? He said, about 9/11. And I said, what about 9/11? He said, well, I think you're going to see that it was an inside job, that the government was involved. And at that point, I told him, I said, you're crazy, which we've been trained to do. We've been trained to go against anything that's the official story and call people names. At that point, Dr. Gregg said, look, Ty, I know that you might think that I'm crazy, but you quoted me extensively in your book, and you thought I was, you know, rational and sane enough to quote throughout your book, so at least give it a shot before you call me names. And if you watch the DVD and you don't feel the same after the DVD, then you can call me crazy, but at least watch it. So we watched it. Charlene and I watched it together, and we realized he was right. We woke up to what happened on 9/11 that day. And from that day, we've woken up to a lot of other areas in life that are going on that we're kind of being snowed in a lot of different ways.
Ty, how many years after 9/11, 2001, was that video handed to you? I just want to gather the years it took.
That was 2006, so it was 5 years.
5 years later. Okay. Because, you know, when we talk about health and healing, your books on cancer, different things, work with your doctor, all about that. And, you know, my healing journey started, at the age of 24. You know, this was back in, I don't even know how old I am now. I feel younger all the time. But it was a while back, 23 or so years ago. And it opened me up. My prayers for healing were answered. But what it did was it also taught me, in fact, more fundamental than even the healing principles, which are everything to me, about spiritual principles, whatever, you know, way it works for you that I had to apply in life. Mm-hmm. And it opened me up to see through things, like, for instance, the AIDS scam, the HIV issue, very early on. But with 9/11, I don't know that I saw it right away either, but it was certainly a difficult thing to discuss because the simple act of questioning it, you were ostracized. There was this peer pressure, and they really manipulated the thought like mass hypnosis.
Yeah.
So, you know, kudos to you at 2005 even to finally be open to it. I don't even remember when I woke up to that particular issue because I've been so focused on health and healing that after a while I realized we also had to talk about issues like this on the show.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're right. You are. Once you question the official story of 9/11, you are ostracized. I mean, I've been ostracized by my own family. I've been ostracized by people that I thought were close friends. And, you know, mocked, made fun of, whatever, you know, told that I hated America, that I should leave the country, that whatever, that I was a traitor, just ridiculous things. But bottom line is, you know, on this show, which we typically talk about health, why does what happened on 9/11 matter? And we'll get rolling on these things because what I want to do this hour is just list a bunch of anomalies. I want people to think for themselves. I don't want to tell them what happened. I don't want to give them my theory of what happened. I just want to go over what we know happened and ask them to think through it to see if it makes sense. Does that line up with the official story? But why does 9/11 matter? Because these attacks that happened were used as a pretext for us to invade Iraq, Afghanistan. They were used as a pretext for the Patriot Act, for the Homegrown Terrorist Act, the NDAA, for the drones that are now in the skies. I mean, basically, they've been used as a pretext to obliterate the Constitution and urinate on the Bill of Rights this past decade. That's why 9/11 matters. And so, as we've mentioned before on the show, and we mentioned quite frequently, if you lose your freedom in other areas of life, it's not long till you're going to lose your health freedom. And we're already seeing that. We're losing our health freedom. I'm hopeful that we're going to wake up enough people that we don't lose it altogether. I'm still very hopeful. I'm not a pessimist that says it's all, you know, it's useless, it's futile, it's all is lost. I don't believe that. I believe that we are waking up enough people. But this is something that once people wake up to 9/11, their eyes really get open to other areas that we're being fooled on, but we're being lied to. They wake up to the official story. So let's get rolling.
Yes.
These are just some anomalies. I've come up with 12 anomalies. There's literally dozens and dozens of anomalies about 9/11. But here's some weird things that I just want people about 9/11. So number one, before the attacks, some things that happened before the attacks. Number one, there were at least 15 war games and drills that were going on that same day. Northern Vigilance, Vigilant Warrior, Vigilant Guardian. All of these were drills to where fighter jets were being scrambled to take down aircraft. Okay, they were war drills. There was a mathematician that worked out the probability of this coinciding with the real event that these drills were mimicking, and it was a 1 followed by 41 zeros. Okay, a number that's greater than all the grains of sand in the world. Okay, and it happened twice, okay, on 9/11, and it also happened on 7/7, but we're not going to talk about that. So that was the war games going on, just an anomaly. It's odd. There were put options that day. There were put options on United Airlines and American Airlines that were between six and 25 times the normal level of put options. And if people that don't understand a put option, you're betting that the stock is going to decrease in price. And sure enough, what happened to United Airlines and American Airlines stock after the planes hit the towers?
Of course, they tanked.
They tanked.
So somebody that put a put option like that profited immeasurably, extraordinarily,
yes,
off of something.
Huge.
That they knew, somebody knew something was about,
yes,
to go down big time, and they wanted to make sure that they were on the winning side of a losing event.
Yes, absolutely. Somebody knew that was going to happen. Coincidentally, the SEC destroyed all options or destroyed all the records after that. So we don't even know at this point. We can't access the records. People accessed them before to learn this, but they're not available now because the SEC destroyed them. Which I guess that's just typical standard operating procedure, right? You destroy records.
Yeah, of course.
Right?
Unless the government is coming after your records and they say no, you have no right to destroy them.
I mean, that's a criminal act, actually, to the SEC destroying records. But regardless, okay, so that's number one. Number two, NORAD. NORAD, the North American Radar and Defense. What does that stand for, NORAD? North American, gosh, I don't even know what the acronym, but it's the group that shoots down jets that go off course, right? It's the jet fighters that are scrambled whenever a jetliner goes off course.
Yeah, if there's something going on in over North America, NORAD knows about it. Like you said, to be able to scramble immediately, just in case of ICBMs or anything.
Detection, right?
Yeah. Don, what does NORAD stand for, by the way? North American Radar and Defense.
NORAD.
Okay.
I don't know. It's NORAD.
NORAD.
They detect any missile launches. They can tell, you know, if something's coming along, they have the ability to detect it so that we can scramble jets and shoot,
yes,
them out of the sky if we need to. Yes.
Exactly. So what happened that day? These four planes were hijacked. They were off course for over an hour. No jets were scrambled. None of the planes were shot down, supposedly. But people say, well, you know what, NORAD doesn't typically scramble jets. No, that's not true. Earlier in 2001, before this, there were 129 times that the jets have been scrambled. So they're scrambled almost once a day before this happened in September of 2001. But that day, these planes flew off course for over an hour, and NORAD was, the jets weren't scrambled. I've got a friend, Robert, you were up there with me in Dr. Buttar's conference at the Advanced Medicine Conference, and we were sitting eating Jason's Deli with
yes.
Al. Remember Al, the pilot?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And remember his story? He was flying a commuter jet, and he just went off course for a couple of minutes. And within a couple of minutes of going off of his flight plan, he had a jet on his right side and on his left side radioing him, telling him that if he didn't get back on course, they were going to shoot him down.
Okay. Yeah, and these are the realities that cannot be explained away,
yeah.
yet conveniently ignored like a number of the aspects of this, just because it was an event that was supposed to psychologically scar and
yeah.
destabilize you so that you would be open for the next event, which plays into, of course, the Project for a New American Century, the PNAC report.
Yeah, the New Pearl Harbor to get people behind a war, and that's what happened, wasn't it? This happened. People were foaming at the mouth against the Muslims, wanted to go to war. Just bomb whoever, as long as they've got some Muslims in the country, let's bomb them. So that's what happened. Okay. So number three, box cutters, another anomaly. These are just anomalies. I'm not telling you what to believe. These are just facts. So really, box cutters. So these jets were hijacked by Muslims, the skinny Muslims. Carrying box cutters, right? Really? Put yourself on that plane. I got three skinny Muslims that have box cutters, and they're gonna crash this plane. And you know what? I don't know about you, but me and any red-blooded American male or female that's got any kind of testosterone is going to be piling to the front of that plane.
But listen, you could get a nasty infection from a bad cut.
Yeah, it could get a nasty infection, and you could, yeah. But, you know, the worst thing that's going to happen, you're going to get some sliced up forearms as you're, you know, you're on one side and somebody else is on the other side going to punch their lights out. Okay?
Right.
We're really expected to believe that these military-trained Air Force pilots that were piloting these planes are going to let a bunch of skinny Muslims with box cutters overtake the planes. I don't buy it. Okay? I just don't buy it. Next one, number four, we got to hurry. Cell phones. Real quick, at that time, fact, they did not operate in planes. You could not make cell phone calls. Not until 2004 when Qualcomm came out with the Pico cells, could you make a cell phone call from a plane at cruising altitude. Impossible.
All right. Well, we're up against a break tie. We're going to talk about some other aspects of the bizarre anomaly surrounding 9/11/2001. If you're prepared, I hope you are by now. Maybe you already know this, but maybe you can share this with a friend on download later. We got Ty Bollinger. We're going way outside the box today on the Robert Scott Bell Show because we do that each and every Wednesday. 12 years later, what has 9/11 taught us? It's taught us a lot. We're going to reveal that even more after this.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Outside the Box Wednesday, way outside the box, 9-11, 2001, 12 years later, with Ty Bollinger going through the list of things that make no sense because they make no sense. They didn't then, they don't now, but maybe we're less emotional about it where we can actually think rationally, be able to question without being ostracized or ostracizing those who ask these questions and point out these inconsistencies and outright fallacies about the reports that the government said happened or didn't happen and how they happened. Ty, you spent a lot of time writing. In fact, you're writing about it right now, and we also acknowledge that Liam did a great chapter on it in his book, Official Stories.
Yeah, Liam's got a fantastic chapter on 9/11, Unofficial Stories. I highly recommend that you read it. He's got a knack of writing things in such a way that you just don't want to put the book down. So definitely get Official Stories. One other thing that doesn't make sense, NORAD. North American Aerospace Defense Command. I'm not sure how they got NORAD out of that, but that's what it's for.
That is another one we couldn't figure out. What is NORAD stand for? How did it do
that's
that?
That's another anomaly.
All right. Acronyms are not the strong suit of government sometimes.
No, they're not. So, before the break, we were talking about cell phones. The reason that that's important is that the official statement by the FAA is that Flight 93 never went below 29,000 feet until it nosedived. Okay, we've got dozens of cell phone calls supposedly made from that. However, there was no ability to make cell phone calls from cruising altitude. That was reaffirmed in 2004, as I mentioned, when Qualcomm came out with their Pico cells. Anyway, just an anomaly. Think about it. Number five anomaly on 9/11: the Twin Towers. Okay, they were the only buildings in recorded history to have totally collapsed due to fire. That is just an anomaly. I mean, if you watch the videos, folks, sure looks like they exploded into dust and they just went down at free fall speed. That is just odd that a building that's 110 floors gets hit by a plane, and they were built to withstand a plane impact, and there's fires on several floors, and all of a sudden, in a period of 10 seconds, the top goes all the way down to the bottom, and there's no resistance. The thing about that's just a physical impossibility. It can't be replicated experimentally. It defies the laws of physics. Okay, set aside your religion, your politics. Just use your brain. Use a scientific method. it's impossible for those towers to have collapsed unless the resistance was taken out. And so what happened, you know, in my opinion, I can see, I've seen the videos of the explosions below. The floors below were taken out. You've got the janitor, Rodriguez, William Rodriguez, that was in Trade Center 1 and 2 before the plane impacts. He testified before Congress that there were bombs going off in the basement, I believe, of Trade Center 2. He testified about people that he saw that were blown up, people that had their face hanging off, and so forth. There were multiple explosions. You had the firefighters coming in saying, boom, 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 on the videos. We heard bombs. It sounded like bombs going off. Dozens and dozens of eyewitnesses talking about those the Twin Towers being exploded. Set aside your preconceived notions and just look at it logically. Buildings don't fall at free fall speed from fires. Otherwise, all we'd have to do to take down a building, instead of hiring up a demolition crew to wire it and blow it up, is just set some fires and wait.
Mm. But Ty, the difficulty for some still to look at it this way, like I said, divorcing yourself temporarily at least from the emotions and the rawness of that event.
Yeah,
is that you now cannot look at anything the same way. You know, the institutions that you put your faith in, however wrong it was to do so, you didn't know, and some people still don't want to know because it means I can't believe, I can't trust the government. But if we go back to the foundation principles of the organic American Republic, it was based on a lack of trust, and a foundation of a lack of trust in government. We can't rely on men that get into government that then have power over others. They always become corrupted. And so the idea was to limit it and recognize that if it got beyond its limitations, it would be very dangerous for the cause of liberty. And in this case, it causes you to, and it must cause you into question the role of the government. We don't know who specifically on every nuanced level. There are plenty of people that don't know what's going on. One arm's doing another, and they don't know. But on some level, yes, there was a massive amount of planning for this to occur. As you said, the odds for, against this happening are just insurmountable by accident, unless a monkey wrote the works of Shakespeare, who Shakespeare didn't even write Shakespeare. Go read official stories and you'll read
official stories.
You know what I'm saying here? So I think that that reluctance or that reticence to do this is because some folks just don't want to be the disillusioned.
I understand that. And I was there too. I did not want to believe this. I was not looking for this. But hey, you know, when the facts hit you in the face, if you're a seeker of truth, you've got to believe it.
Yeah, well, we're gonna do some more believing. We're gonna do some more truthing. You know, of course, being a truther in any form now is derogatory, according to those who lie. If you're a truther and you're called something a bad name, that means that they're lying, not you. It's the 9/11 retrospective here, 12 years later, on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Outside the Box, with my good friend and co-host each and every week, Ty Bollinger. Back after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers.
Am I right?
Robert Scott Bell.
And Ty Bollinger. He's here. It's Wednesday. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Middle of the week. Hump day, as they say. A usual hump day because it's fallen on 12 years after 9/11/2001. And so we're revisiting it and stepping back from it. We haven't got any angry calls. That's good. But if you want to call in, 866-939-BELL. Even when we're off the air, you can leave a message and we can get it back to you. But Ty, of course, the author of, well, go to cancertruth.net for one. We have it linked up in the show notes, of course. Cancer Step Outside the Box. Also work with your doctor. Sign up for his newsletter alerts. All of those links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including some of the things we're discussing right now about what really happened 9/11/2001, 12 years ago, Ty.
Yeah. And you know, again, we're not trying to tell you what to think. We're just trying to make you think or ask you to think. Mm-hmm. Think through some of these things that we mentioned, these anomalies about 9/11. and then come to your own conclusion. We're just laying out the facts, and these are the facts. So let's get to. I want to touch real quick on the Twin Towers, and then we'll keep going. One of the things that's very important that people need to understand about the Twin Towers, both of them had 48 core columns. These were 2 feet by 4 feet hunks of steel that stretched from the basement to the top, 110 floors. So the official theory, the official story is that the floors pancaked from top to bottom. All right. Now, regardless of the fact that a pancake collapse would not have been at free fall speed because there was resistance below, let's just say that the laws of physics were suspended that day, and the pancake theory is what happened, and the top floor pancaked to the floor below it, and blow, boom, 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 all the way down at free fall speed, which makes no sense, but let's say that happened. The 9/11 Commission report did not even address the core columns. There were 48 core columns, as I said, 2 foot by 4 foot in each building. If the pancake collapse theory is correct, what we should have seen at the end of the day is 48 pieces of steel, 2 foot by 4 foot, sticking up from the basement to the top, 110th floor. What happened to the columns? The 9/11 Commission report says that there were no columns. They said the cores were hollow steel shafts. That's not true if you look at the blueprints. So, another anomaly. The commission report appears to be covering something up. Number 7, the Pentagon. Okay? Now, I forgot Trade Center 6, Trade Center 7. Let's talk about Trade Center 7 real quick, and we'll go on to the Pentagon. You and Liam briefly touched on Trade Center 7. The third building, right? The smoking gun of 9/11, the building that was not hit by a plane but still collapsed at free fall speed. And what did NIST say? I was listening to that clip. They said that they collapsed by fires, fueled by office furniture.
Office furniture fires. And this was definitely not some kind of explosion or munitions, but it was office furniture fires. Of course, makes all the sense in the world.
Makes a lot of sense. Yeah, well, you know, a couple of things that are interesting. You mentioned that the BBC reported that Trade Center 7 fell before it actually fell, 25 minutes before it fell. Another interesting thing about Trade Center 7 is Barry Jennings, who was one of the officials at the New York Port Authority. He was interviewed. He was in the Trade Center 7, and he went through the lobby between 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock, I believe, was the time period, several times. And he said that there were so many bodies in the lobby that he had to step over them. This is indicative of the basement being blown out in Trade Center 7, just like William Rodriguez reported that the basements were blown out in Trade Centers 1 and 2. Now, Jennings, before he was scheduled to do a big national TV interview, he died of a heart attack the week before. It was August 2010, I believe. Makes you go home, doesn't it?
Another thing, yes.
Another interesting thing about Trade Center 7, it was a 47-story building. There were 3 isolated fires, and we're supposed to believe that the whole building collapsed from those isolated fires. There was a 47-story building, Robert, in China. 2 months after this happened, I believe it was December 2001, it burned for 2 days. It did not collapse. At the end of 2 days, the floors were burned up. The furniture was burned up. The steel frame was still there. What do you know? What do you know?
Well, I guess the Chinese folks, they made furniture that wouldn't actually burn buildings down.
No. The laws of physics are just different in America than they are in China.
Yeah.
That's all. They're just different. And you throw on top of that the fact that Larry Silverstein, the owner, is quoted on. You can watch the video that they're going to pull it. They're going to pull it, which is demolition term for they're going to blow the building up. And another interesting story: World Trade Center 7, not even mentioned in the 9/11 Commission, or better yet, omission report.
That is a stunning thing. That's why the billboards up in Times Square now are so interesting, because did you know there was a third building that collapsed on 9/11? And they weren't talking about the Pentagon. It was right there in New York City, Building 7. And you know, that's the question. This is interesting, too, on C-SPAN. There's seminar callers on the World Trade Center issue, 9/11 issue, and they always ask about Building 7, and very rarely do they acknowledge that. They just go right back to the Twin Towers. They will not talk about whoever's on, will not mention Building 7, because what are they going to say? The furniture burned it down.
What do you say? Yeah, it burned down. It collapsed in 7 seconds from office fires, office furniture fires. Okay, I just don't buy that. But anyway, the biggest thing to me is that the 9/11 Commission report doesn't even mention it. All right, number 7, the Pentagon. Talk about the Pentagon. Initially, we see a picture of the Pentagon being hit by this plane, and there was a hole about 20 feet wide. To me, it just seems impossible that a plane that's 150 feet wide make a hole that's only 20 feet wide.
Well, you're talking about, of course, that includes the wingspan, and there were problems with, you know, where were the engines? You know, that never before had engines been completely obliterated and disappeared from a scene of a crash. I mean, did they just drop off somewhere else?
Sure, and I talked to a guy a few years ago that was a pilot, and I said, what happened to the wings? He goes, oh, they just folded back. Okay, they just folded back.
Yeah, because on all of those commercial airliners, they have folding wings like they come from aircraft carriers.
Yeah, they just fold back. Now, the most interesting thing about that, other than the size of the hole, is the fact that the FBI immediately seized all of the closed caption TV coverage. There were 86 different cameras on the Pentagon at that time. It was the most photographed building in the world at that time from a video perspective. And they seized all 86, and they released some crummy doctored five frames that you can't tell what it is going into the Pentagon. That's all. Okay, if you got nothing to hide, FBI, why does it look like you're hiding something?
Indeed.
And that's exactly that's just an anomaly. Why did they confiscate all the videos? If they want to clear it up, if they want to make us all into conspiracy theorists and look like a bunch of idiots, why don't they just release the other 85 videos that were filming the Pentagon that day? They haven't. All right. Number eight, the Flight 93, okay, the crash in Pennsylvania. This is another anomaly. Apparently, the plane going 580 miles an hour just vaporized because there's no dead bodies, there's no plane wreckage, there's no engines, there's no wings, there's no tires, there's no nothing at Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where this plane supposedly hit. But you look at the video of the first responders, and they said, you know, the sheriff, I remember the sheriff from that county in Pennsylvania, he said, there's no bodies here. I've never seen anything like it. There's just a big hole in the ground. Now, what's interesting about that is that according to Fox News report, September 11th, 2001, and it was also aired later on the same day. I think there was a report early in the morning, and then there was a report later that night that Flight 93 was shot down. There's a Fox News report. It's still out on YouTube where they report that Flight 93 was shot down. Now, that's consistent with the wreckage because the wreckage was scattered, according to the Pittsburgh Gazette, over 6 miles. Now, that's not indicative of a plane that hits the ground. That's indicative of a plane that was shot down. So another anomaly. The wreckage is a 6 mile radius, but we're told to believe that it nosedived into the ground and the bodies just evaporated and the plane evaporated. Doesn't make sense. All right. You ready to go to number nine?
Yes, rocket man, because this stuff, like I said, you will not see coverage of this anywhere else in the broadcast media. Certainly not in a calm and balanced manner in this way, but even though it's outrageous every time I hear it.
Well, here's something that's going to get you. I want to talk real quick about, and how much time we got? We got about 3 minutes?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want to talk about Bush, the president that I voted for twice. His behavior was just odd, and here's why. So he's at the school book. He's at the school building. He's reading a book to the kids. The guy comes in, whispers in his ear that we've been, you know, that the second plane has hit, and that was the second plane, the second tower that was hit at that point. That's the famous video that we've all seen. Bush has stated on two occasions that he saw a plane hit World Trade Center 1, the first plane. Okay, he mentioned it initially on CNN, which aired December 4th, 2001. I've got the video downloaded to my desktop. He also mentioned it on January 5th, 2002, and that was on whitehouse.gov. Two times he mentioned that he saw the first plane hit. Why is that important? Well, the problem is that there was no live video coverage of the first plane hitting the tower. There couldn't have been because it wasn't filmed until it wasn't accessible to the TV stations till later. If you remember, that was the Naudet brothers, a French documentary film team.
Right. It wasn't a live feed.
It was, you know, not live.
Nobody could watch it live unless they had some sort of satellite or other, who knows what kind of video. It was
nobody.
You know, it was like Bush was hypnotized. Like somebody said a secret word and he suddenly went into a trance-like state.
Nobody, yes, exactly. It certainly appeared that way to me. I mean, his behavior was just odd. But the fact that he mentioned that he saw the thing hit live when he couldn't have is just, that's weird. Okay? I mean, the problem with lying is you never can remember all the lies.
Mm-hmm.
And that, it appears to me that there's no other explanation for this, that he's got to be lying about it. He couldn't, unless he had a closed caption piped to his limo.
The other theory is that he doesn't know he's lying because he's convinced that he did see it because there was some sort of, again, this is pure speculation, but again, the behavior you witness says there's something bizarre that absolutely makes no sense. So then you have to start going to the things that make no sense to explain away what occurred. And there's so many of those things that have been glossed over, including the 9/11 Commission Report. Well, what about Building 7? Oh, well, like it didn't happen.
It didn't happen, yeah. Yeah, move along here, nothing to see, just move along. And that's the attitude that we get I guess they think we're just stupid. And we're not going to notice that they didn't even mention World Trade Center 7. But the behavior of Bush afterwards was just odd. Even the fact that he just sits there doing nothing after he's been told that we're under terroristic attack, right? That's odd. If the Secret Service was following protocol, shouldn't they have swept him out of there to get him away just for his own safety? Instead of sitting and continuing to
read? They didn't know what was going on, where it was hitting or anything. So,
yeah.
You know, here we are 12 years later and still... There are people clamoring for what they call 9/11 truth, and we know they're being called names, smeared in the media, called truthers.
Yeah, you're a truther.
Right.
I guess that means they're a liar.
Exactly. If somebody calls you a truther and that's a derogatory name, then they're lying, or they want to believe the lies. That's not what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, especially not when we go outside the box each and every Wednesday with Ty Bollinger. Check it out. The links are up to Ty and his wonderful books, and all of the links out to the notes we want you to read, and even a YouTube, Liam in 3, about Building 7 that you've got to see. We'll be back to wrap it up after this break with Ty Bollinger right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show. Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. RDXnatural.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You know, this is it. Shining the light where they don't want the light to be shined, of course, and the rats scurry. But, of course, what we bring is healing on all levels, physiological, emotional, mental, yeah, economic, political, and spiritual, because this is a spiritual crisis. You know, we talk about the physicality of 9/11 and the deceptions involved, but it really is a spiritual crisis.
It is. And you know what, Robert, I want to just real briefly mention again that we are in no way meaning to be disrespectful towards the families.
No, of course.
By bringing this up. As a matter of fact, there are literally hundreds of families that are questioning 9/11 as well. Saw a video of a man today. His son was killed in 9/11. He has gotten the autopsy report back from the coroner on his son, and it turns out wasn't killed by a plane impact, wasn't killed by fire. He was killed by an explosive device.
Yeah, I saw that with Ben Swan's video on the questioning of 9/11. Excellent job Ben has done again. So I urge you to take a look at that.
So, yeah, Robert and I, we want to make you think. We're not trying to be insensitive at all the families. But, I think this is honoring the families to try to get to the bottom of what actually happened the day that their loved one was killed. And so I think this is extremely valuable information, and we want to make you think. If nothing else, we'll make you think. You make up your own mind, but here's a couple more anomalies of 9/11, and you just tell us what you think about them. Number nine for the day, or number 10 for the day. The evidence void and the crime scene, just some real weird things that happen. For instance, with the evidence, typically when you have a crime, you want to destroy the evidence if you want to get away with it. Well, the DIA destroyed 2.5 terabytes of data on Able Danger, which is one of the war games that I told you about at the top of the hour. They destroyed it, but that's okay because there's probably nothing important there, right? Mm-hmm. The SEC, as I already mentioned, destroyed their records on the investigation to the insider trading, all the put options, and all the money that was made on those because, that's just part of routine record keeping, right? You just destroy it, okay? The NIST, they've classified the data that they used for their model of the Trade Center 7's collapse. They classified it. So you don't know what their model was that they used to determine that the tower fell from isolated office fires. Because what was their reasoning? It would jeopardize public safety.
Hmm.
So that's odd, isn't it? Now, here's something else that's odd. At least seven of the alleged hijackers have turned up alive since the attack. I could read through their names, but I can't pronounce some of these Arabic names. But
well, there are many bizarre things about that. That's one of the weirdest of all.
It is. And this is not speculation. I got the guys' names. They match the names on the list. And I've seen the interviews. I've read the interviews. These people called up in several different Middle Eastern countries. They called the governments there and said, hey, this is, they say I was a terrorist. I wasn't. I'm here. I'm alive. And so forth. That's pretty odd. Now, you know, granted, maybe there's two Saeed al-Maghamdis and two Salem al-Hamzis. I don't know. But that's pretty weird. Last weird thing that we can go over today. Osama bin Laden, the boogeyman of 9/11, that we all, within 30 minutes after the planes collapsed, everybody knew that he did it. Now, how they knew he did it, I'm not sure. How could they, you know, not know it was coming, but within 30 minutes know that Osama was the one that did it? But he categorically denied it till the day he died. He categorically denied it. Now, is that the typical behavior of a terrorist? After that, he pulls off the biggest terroristic attack in United States history, kills 3,000 of our citizens, he denies that he did it. Is that the behavior that you would expect of somebody that had just done that?
No. In fact, it's the opposite of what is normally done in this case. And also, another anomaly post 9/11 relates to the tracking down and killing of Osama bin Laden, who was evidently claimed to be on a renal dialysis, kidney dialysis, in the caves of Tora Bora, and yet he was alive, 8, 9, 10 years later when we finally got him and they made a movie out of it.
Well, sure. Osama bin Laden had Marfan syndrome, by the way, and so Marfan syndrome, once it gets to the point of Marfan syndrome, when you have your kidneys, you're on dialysis for your kidneys, there has never been a case of Marfan syndrome with someone on dialysis that has lasted more than 2 years. He was on dialysis in the summer of 2001.
Yeah, well, so, listen, Ty, I can't believe how fast this hour went. 12 years later, I appreciate you doing some retrospective with me on this to get the rest of the crowd out there thinking, if they aren't already, about this. Ty, we're going to be together in Atlanta this weekend. How cool is that?
Hey, I can't wait, man. It's going to be great. Can't wait to see you. And then we'll be together again next week, and we'll hit health topics all hour long. We promise, folks.
We promise. Yeah, check it out, though. Get Ty's book. Get Liam's book. Check it out. Tell your friends about the Robert Scott Bell Show, Outside the Box, every Wednesday with Ty Bollinger. Why? Because he knows, I know, you know, the power to heal,
is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.